back, and we are joined with Karen in New Zealand.
Wonderful.
Talking about Mountain Red Velvet.
And yes, that's right.
And I have my bottle of Mountain Red Velvet here. And I guess if you could take a capsule and put it under a woods light, which is ultraviolet light, you'd see it fluoresce. Now, it's an interesting property. I tell people this. If your food fluoresces, it means it has life in it. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Really interesting.
And the reason why, so the active life molecules have a higher energy state. They absorb energy, ultraviolet light, and then they release it in all visible light, blue and violet. And that's why you see the fluorescence.
There you go.
Mountain Red Velvet, just opening it right now to have a capsule or two. When you take it, what I usually recommend is you take two capsules, open one and put it under your tongue, and the other capsule swallow. And the reason is some of the fragile molecules are going to be absorbed under your tongue and go directly into the blood circulation. We're working on a new capsule, which we hope to have this year, that will deliver it to the terminal ileum. That's the only difference. It's the same powder. It's just a little different capsule. It'll get it past the stomach and pepsin, past the ampullovater and the digestive enzymes, so it gets to the terminal ileum where it gets turned to a micelle. There's no change in the technology. These capsules are a little brown powder because the fuzz on the antlers. It's not antler itself. It's the fuzz. In fact, to be technically accurate, we should call it mountain red deer fuzz, which is the 396 pollen molecules.
Yes.
By the way, some of the side effects of this are health, joyousness, regeneration, beautiful-looking hair, skin, nails, and bones. And one of the other things is that because of IGF-1 counteracts insulin, it converts white fat to brown fat. It helps you lose weight.
It
does a lot of things. There's also factors in this that will lengthen your telomeres. And telomere lengthening, there's a couple of nutraceuticals. Our Cell Defense Plus lengthens telomeres. Our Anti-Age Max lengthens telomeres. And Mountain Red Velvet lengthens telomeres. And HGH, which is our microdose, lengthens telomeres. Acetyl-carnitine, which is in our Cognition Plus. And also in our cell energy formula called ALC-1000. If you want a special order of that, contact me. I have ALC-1000 powder. But we have acetyl-carnitine. And there's other factors we're going to include in our list of, we call anti-aging telomere lengthening formulas. So let's talk about this. Mountain Red Velvet is, I call it, toner for life. If you're trying to re-photocopy yourself into the future, tell us the kind of stories you're hearing. Because we get people to say, I have arthritis, I've got heart failure, I've got chronic obstructive lung changes, I've got memory loss, I've got skin that breaks when I bump into a door jam and I'm 75, I've got hair that's breaking off of my pillow. We have all kinds of stories, people with osteopenia, osteoporosis, where their bones start to regenerate, their joints. I hear people still taking crazy things like glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate for their joints, and I tell them what you need is tendon bender joint performance and Mountain Red Velvet and Collagen Max.
So many stories from people who are at every spectrum of life. So we've got elderly people who have got creaky joints and tired and sleeping in the afternoon, and they want energy, they'd want to lose that pain on walking. We have it at the other end of the spectrum where we have stressed students, we have professional athletes, we have doctors and nurses who are working at extra long hours, we have mums and dads, we have grandmas and granddads, we have all sorts of people taking Mountain Red Deer Velvet for all sorts of reasons. And I think the thing is that when you want to start your journey to good health, there is no better place to start than with Mountain Red Deer Velvet, because this gives you 396 different active ingredients to heal the body. So the body's been going along and it's like, I'm tired, I'm sore, I'm not sleeping, I'm getting old. And suddenly it's got all of this goodness in it and it's like, here we go. This is okay. I can fix this. I can mend this. I can sleep now. And it really is packed with goodness for every spectrum of life.
Let's go through some of the things that without getting too technical, there's eight different classes of molecules present here. And you can literally make an encyclopedia of all these molecules and what they do. The first is its ionic minerals and a protein amino acid complex. So it's going to be actively transported. Very unusual trace minerals in their enzymatic and ionic complexes, so it's very bioavailable. There are structural building blocks for making proteins inside the cell.
Yes.
There are what's called DNA modulators, things that actually activate or turn on DNA. Not only hormones, but it's called modulators that interact with the cell membrane and help to translate the signal from the environment to the DNA. There are enzyme cofactors in an activated state that actually will make metabolic processes work that otherwise wouldn't work. There are all kinds of biomolecules that help the body activate stem cell activation and help the body get off the stem cells, get off the microcirculation and go to the target tissue. So there's a whole range of biomolecules. There's things like IGF-1 and five other hormones that actually stimulate and reverse a lot of the things we call aging, including telomere length, free radical levels, levels of glutathione peroxidase and superoxidismutase activity. So there's all kinds of changes to the cells that are dependent on the presence of these biomolecules, which the body can't make and you can't get in an organic diet. Even no matter how good your diet is, you cannot make these things.
No.
Which is why there's no substitute. And if you get an inferior product of Mountain Red Velvet, you're probably going to go to get antler. You're not going to get the fuzz. And you need these building blocks or you cannot rebuild your body. Right. You know, it's disturbing for people to think. I just talked to a gentleman this morning who did a consult, and I hadn't talked to him for several years. He ended up, from his history, I told him, I said, you're developing heart disease. He went to a cardiologist, and after he went to the cardiologist, unfortunately, they have on a half a dozen plus drugs. At least four of them are ones that are black box drugs he doesn't need to be on and shouldn't be on, like amiodarone, beta blockers, et cetera, and a serotonin reuptake inhibitor for depression.
Yes.
When you start taking nutraceuticals, your body starts to fix itself, so your cardiac contractility improves, your detoxification improves, your health of your endothelium improves, you don't need antidepressants because you're not depressed anymore, and you're not taking drugs that actually could de-repress any inhibitive activity that will prevent you from hurting yourself or your family, which is why when you send troops over on serotonin reuptake inhibitors and they're doing host-to-host searches in Iraq or Afghanistan, they go crazy and they come back here and kill themselves and their family because they're not suppressed. In fact, you can give these drugs even to animals in the wild, and they'll actually not be fearful of their own predator that'll eat them alive. That's how crazy this is, and yet we give this to our troops and regular people, especially if they've had a serious health problem. So it's inexcusable. I tell people, do not submit to allopathic medicine alone. There are things that allopathic medicine are good. If you need surgery and you block your arteries off, you need surgery. If you've got an appendix, you need it out. And if you've got a ruptured diverticula, you need it done with, okay? But if you've got a broken bone, you need to have it pinned or whatever, because it's broken. But if you want to rebuild the bone, if you want to rebuild the joints, if you want, you need the building blocks to do so, and you sure as heck want to avoid toxic polypharmacy. The more drugs you take, the more chances your demise is going to happen sooner, and often from a different cause than what you expected originally.
And that's it. That's what I say to people is, try it. Start on this journey of good health. Try Mountain Red Velvet today and see the difference that it can make. And there's people out there who have been in pain for years. There are people out there who, I can't walk to the end of the street because my knees hurt. So start today and see the difference that this absolutely 100% natural product can make. And we have stories of people who say, why did I wait so long to start that? Why didn't I try that? Because, as you say, it's 100% natural. And that's the difference, is that you're taking this product that is really good for you, that works, rather than something that can mask the pain to heal and then cause other side effects.
Yeah, it's actually pretty obscene. And, of course, what happens is the doctors getting very aggressive, especially in healthcare systems like Kaiser, where they don't consider herbology or naturopathy or any alternative medicine. And the patient, you have to treat the whole patient. I treat people the biotheric body and pray for people. You need to treat their biophysical and social body. You need to treat their biochemical body and their inner, their epigenetic body. For example, when we give you nutraceuticals like this, these are molecules that are only present and available to you when you're in a fetus, which is a little one inside your mommy's womb. And that's the only time when you're literally destroying old damaged cells and regrowing new ones and rebuilding your body to become bigger and bigger and become a person. The fact is that if you don't restore what we call the fetal state of healing, you're eventually going to start fuzzing the photocopy of yourself into the future.
Yes, exactly.
You, in other words, using bad toner. And that's why people's hair grows gray, their bones get weak, their heart starts to fail, they start getting creaky joints or dry out, They start getting flabby and fat because they can't burn off calories anymore. Their metabolic rate drops. Their thyroid and adrenals don't work anymore.
Energy, yeah.
Their brain is starting to kind of lose circulation and myelination of nerve fiber tracts. So saltatory nerve conduction and making neural networks is gone. And people say, how do you reverse that? I said, you've got it, as they say, like the Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come. If you provide the nutrients to the body, it'll heal itself.
Exactly.
You don't need to heal it. You just provide the nutrients to the body. It says, high five. I call it high ten, instead of high five. Ten is where you take both hands and slap them together. That's how I call it a high ten. I invented the idea about a week ago with my wife. And said, that's a good one, Bill. So I want it patented now. The high ten is Dr. Bill Deagle's statement of, you want to heal, you want to solve a problem, geopolitical or otherwise, you need to do a high ten. It means you're all into it. There's occasion where drugs are necessary to rescue you. Get the heck off them or you're going to die of premature toxic polypharmacy. If you want to heal something like your joints, don't rush into non-steroidals. In fact, it dries out your joints. We guarantee you that if you take Celebrex and Celex and all those other nasty Celebrex and anti-inflammatories, Vioxx, etc., you're going to dry out your joints and burn them. If you provide nutrients, though, and the pain's going away, it's because the joint's now lubricated. The cartilage is regrowing. The pericarticular joints and ligaments are now healing, and they're no longer tenosynovitis of the ligaments. You no longer have bursitis because it has anti-inflammatory healing capacity. And you're now having lubrication of the joints and ligaments and tendons, so they're no longer sticking to each other and actually causing interfascial entrapments and loss of range of motion and so on. So, it's just logical. But you see, when I talk to the average physician, by the way, I get a lot of contacts and consults from physicians, MDs, DOs, surgeons, and specialists who themselves do not want to submit themselves only to the toxic polypharmacy of their own colleagues, and they know that inappropriate surgery, inappropriate drugs, and so on is going to kill them. And they don't want that anymore. And they've been in practice 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And they say, I got cancer, I got this, I got that. I mean, if you're going to recover from cancer, you want Mountain Red Velvet. You want to boost your immune system. You want to recover from, cleaning out your joints because you got fragments in there because your patella's not tracking properly and they realign the patellar ligaments. You want to clean up the joint, maybe put some Hyaline in there, get the heck out, don't go and start doing joint replacements, and start with Mountain Red Velvet, Collagen Max, Tendon Mender, Joint Performance. But, don't think the quick fix, it's not really necessarily quick, it's going to be without side effects. I looked at the research 6 years ago, and there were 50,000 cases of life-threatening complications of people just with Medicare in America. Over 50,000 people died or had catastrophic loss of the functional use of their limb. In other words, their knee was so screwed up they ended up in a wheelchair forever, and they may not even have a knee after that. They just were, they had a leg that was hanging on the end of their femur.
Oh.
Yeah, and I've seen it happen. Some people say, Dr. Deagle. I said, look, if I get tired of radio, I just go in and become an expert witness and just sit there like in the midway, shooting doctors like ducks in that little midway thing when they go crack, 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 and you go ping, and you knock them down and say, man, you're getting all the stuffed animals, Deagle.
and one
of my friends said this in the military. This joke, you got to hear this. He said, I said, you know what? A lot of doctors practice like a tank driver with their butt hanging out the window. You do not hang your butt out the window when you're driving a tank in a war situation.
No, not good.
At least you have the tank covering you if you got your flaps down and you got your depleted uranium window flaps so they won't blow you up inside the tank and you die of what's called blue fire where the rounds bounce around inside the tank. No, you do not drive with your butt hanging out the window. But these doctors who look at even the literature of black box warnings on these drugs, they don't have any common sense or I think 12 drugs is bad for a 69-year-old or 59-year-old female or male. Oh, maybe they're actually going to screw up their joints, so we'll actually make them go into heart failure or get demented or, make the brain shrink. I'm thinking, come on, if you really want to help the body heal, you've got to provide nutrients that the body recognizes as real nutrients that it needs to rebuild you.
That's it. And I think that when people are on other medication, so they're used to taking pills, tablets, whatever, so that's fine. So why not take something that's 100% natural?
Well, I'm not nice, you see. This is one of the things I want people to know. My definition of nice is I will lie to you because I want to sell you stuff. I'm a good salesman, but I'm going to tell you the truth. And I also I don't believe in the emotion of apathy. So if I can just, if I can't get you to respect me and consider me as an authority on this, I am just as happy to piss you off. Because then if you investigate, you're going to find, oh my God, I hate his guts, but I think he's right. Damn it. And it might take you months and, or even years of not listening to my advice and suffering the slings and arrows of outrageous allopathic or herbology or chiropractic without functional medicines. Continue to manipulate your spine when you don't fix the underlying body biochemistry of why your joints are screwed up and you're getting this ankylosing spondylitis or osteoarthritis of the spine or osteopenia is insane. So it doesn't matter what area of medicine, whether it's just physical training and you're all of a sudden now you got shin splints or you've got osteoporosis or your chiropractor keeps on manipulating your spine forever and then all of a sudden, the bone snap or ligament tears. That's because you didn't fix the tensile strength of the tissue, you didn't fix the underlying problem, and the muscle firing pattern kept popping that vertebrae or that rib head up. That's good for business, but it's not good for you.
And, so, and that's why we have a number of professional athletes who their work is their body because they have to train every day. So they are taking this product because they need to keep their body in perfect health. They need to fix those micro tears. They need to have that energy to keep going and train harder for longer.
I'm going to imagineer for a minute here now. People may have to bear with this because I have a pretty wild imagination. Sometimes my wife says, too much information, TMI, she says all the time because she says, you know, I just don't know how smart you are, Bill, because you're too manipulative and you're too controlling. I said, well, yes, those are my defects, but here's the way I'm going to imagine here. Number one, I've been asked to do a telethon for Ron Klatz, the founder of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And we've got, I think, around 26,000 doctors and 850,000 health professionals worldwide in pretty well every country on earth in our academy. And I'm preparing a paper for this coming November, which is going to blow the socks off all these doctors in terms of my comprehensive theory of what aging and disease is. And it comes down to quantum mechanics and photon biology and all kinds of advanced technologies that we now have. And here's what I envision as an anti-aging clinic. And we're talking about a facility we'd probably be put in Encinitas, which is south of Tijuana, Mexico, because we don't want the hassles of doing with the insane regulatory environment of horror in the United States of America or Canada or most of the Western nations. And it's within strike distance. You fly into San Diego, a limo picks you up, takes you down to a nice spa, and you'd probably go underwater, actually, because it would be a 1.3 atmosphere facility where the labs and research facilities are there. You're then automatically being put in mild hyperbaric oxygen, 30%, with ozone. You're going to be exposed to morphogenic fields. You're going to be giving intravenous and oral special forms of mountain red velvet. You're going to be given testing to find out which deficiencies you have, and we're going to correct those. We're going to take your own stem cells out and amplify them in a laboratory and then give them back to you targeted to deal with anything from cancer to rebuilding joints. And if you have to inject them into joints, like Dr. Chris Centeno, my colleague, that has Regenerex in Grand Cayman Islands, we'll do that for you. So if you've got a degenerating shoulder joint, we'll have the orthopedic surgeons clean you up in our operating rooms, and then we'll be actually inject the stem cells directly in the joints or spine or whatever target tissue, your liver, or put an intravenous catheter to the target tissue like your brain or heart, and we'll blast them with the stem cells. We're going to have mountain red velvet in surgical forms where somebody has to open you up and put either an intravenous or granules or powder or sheets to rebuild your muscles because you're a vet that got part of your thigh blown off with an IED in Afghanistan or another war theater. We're going to rebuild you just like, you know, the $6 million man older. You're not going to be bionic. You're going to be biotic. Not bionic, biotic. Do you like that? We're going to rebuild you with your own genetics and epigenetics because we're going to be able to rebuild arms, legs, hearts, kidneys, eyeballs, and reintegrate them with your own central nervous system. That's where we're going. And that technology will be 5 to 20 years away. When we do this, we're going to have what's called, I call e-life insurance. You'll pay insurance to have a membership, and you come in once a year for a regenerative session where we can put you into suspended animation for anyway from 3 to 7 days or longer to regenerate you. And we'll have protocols and nutraceuticals and technologies so that you won't age anymore because you'll have life insurance.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave ventilation unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com. Mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome back. So I'm talking about solutions to problems. For example, anomalies are often, rather than throwing them over your shoulder, is actually a solution to the problem. I'll give you an example. We've looked at a number of genes that make people live longer. I happen to have one of the main ones. It's called the FOXO2 gene, and a number of other genes that I have a number of people in my family live into their 90s or over 100. And what they discovered with the FOXO2 gene is you actually destroy and get rid of older, damaged, or non-functional cells and mitochondria much more efficiently than the average person, which means your cells and tissues look younger. Now, you can increase that by taking things like mountain red velvet, because when you increase what's called mitophagy, which is a primary sine qua non of diabetes and prediabetes, and you increase autophagy, which is the fastest and greatest autophagic stage of your life is when you're a fetus growing in your mommy's tummy. Believe it or not, it's not when you're dying, because, oh, that sounds like death. No, it's not. It's called remodeling. And in fact, if you get rid of old damaged cells, it's almost like running a really efficient corporation. You only want healthy males in your army between, say, 21 and 34. And you know that they're going to have a technical problem with either accumulated injuries from doing all military operations. Even if they're smart, you don't want them in combat unless they can do a whole lot of combat level exercise and activities that are going to be, you know, wreck their body.
Yes, yes.
Now, the thing is, if you're a real smart manager or trainer of one, say, the pro athletes, they discovered a few years ago that 78% of male athletes playing in the NBA basketball or in the NFL, 78% had a partial or complete tear of the rotator cuff of the shoulder. Just looking at the shoulder joint. Not even talking about the knee, ACL, PCL, which is also another big joint. 78%, which means these people are waiting to blow. So if you want to put bets, let's say, you know, like FanDuel. My son made a lot of money last year on FanDuel betting, and he's really a genius at this stuff. But the best thing, if I was asked one piece of data, I'd say, I want to look at their shoulder if they're an NBA basketball player, and I want to look at their knee, and if I can get an MRI or arthrogram, I can tell you who's going to still be playing at the end of the year after injuries.
Yes.
Now, the fact is that people go through life with micro injuries to their heart, their liver, their brain, their kidneys, their artery walls, and if you want to look at, for example, the best way to find out if there's injuries to their arteries is to a high-speed CT scan with a calcium score. 12% more accurate than the stress or pharmacological treadmill test, and like 90% more accurate than a plain EKG. So why would you do anything other than a high-speed CT scan with a calcium score? I don't know.
Yes.
Maybe they make a piss pot full of money by doing it. But the cardiologist said, don't do them. By the way, do you know how long the test takes? 8 seconds. You lay in the scanner, they pop you in, bam, they hit you with the radiation. And there's a little radiation, but we give you radiation blockers, things like Power C Plus and Neutrella and cell detox glutathione. 8 seconds, and you're done. You lay down, you get, by the way, that's about like 4 breaths, and you're done. It's not an hour, you don't end up feeling chest pain, you don't precipitate a heart attack or anything. So when I talk to people, they say, well, should I do a colonoscopy? I say, why? Do an occult blood, a stool, do a carcinoid embryonic antigen, do a sigmoidoscopy. Then if it shows that there's blood, but you can't find anything, and there's no polyps there, then you could have something further up your bowel. Then you do, with this carcinoembryonic antigen, if it's high, it means you probably got a tumor somewhere. Do an ultrasound of your abdomen, then an MRI scan with no radiation. And if that shows a lesion, then you go looking for the dang thing. You have to do a biopsy and send it off to a pathologist with karyotype and scanning electron microscopy with a real pathologist, not an idiot. Okay? Now, most doctors are not that rigorous. I've never missed a diagnosis of anything, ever. And when I prepare a case for a specialist for all of the years, they're boggled by how much workup I do before I even send them there, because I'm not a lazy bum. I wouldn't send a case off to them without having all their stuff done and say, whoa, all I have to do now is pop the scope in the knee, fix the knee, get the hell out of there. Yes. Thank you. You know, get on to the next thing. Now, the problem is the same thing goes with the comprehensive care of a person. When I hear people that are taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, they're taking drugs that are going to screw up their stomach, or they're taking a beta blocker or an ACE inhibitor or whatever, without taking an ACE receptor blocker, and they don't understand exactly what's going on. You know, this is scary what's going on. The healthcare system is populated by unethical and ignorant people. Now, it's people find that up. You can't say people are stupid. We're all stupid. I wake up in the morning stupid, and I try to reduce my stupidity by the end of the day. And the best way I do that is ask tough questions that make me uncomfortable. Do you, I think I really know about something? No, maybe not. Maybe yes. And when I ask questions, I get partial answers, like about what's the cause of diabetes, hypertension, dementia, what's going on with vascular disease, with unopposed calcium. You start taking Mountain Red Velvet, your body says, I've got that micronutrient. I can fix that. I can raise the glutathione peroxidase so I don't end up with calcified plaque. I can resurface that joint. I can myelinate your nerve fiber tracts so your brain still communicates with your hippocampus. I can make you have beautiful eyes that can still see well 10 years from now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would you like freedom from health insurance? You're not alone. Whether you're self-employed, a small business owner, or an individual who purchases health care for yourself and your family, Liberty HealthShare could be the answer. Liberty HealthShare has united a community of like-minded people that actually share health care costs. And Liberty HealthShare members are exempt from IRS penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. Imagine freedom from insurance. You choose your own doctor and hospital. Your medical provider simply submits your bills to Liberty HealthShare for processing. Why wait? You do have choices. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Find out more and get a free monthly estimate right now. For a limited time, use promo code TALK to save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. You know, one of the things that I've heard as a thesis, and again, my son Matthew repeated it as one of the things that the globalists want to use, is the shortage of clean water, the shortage of clean air, the shortage of food resources because of primary water, etc. We talked about, we're going to have on the show Northwestern University professors in geology to talk about primary water from Ringwoodite 400 to 700 kilometers down and the source of earthquakes, volcanoes, and all the primary water bacilli in the earth. But the shortage of clean, filtered water is a big deal. You know, Jeffrey Smith has a new video talking about GMO foods and glyphosates and the extreme danger to the GI tract, leaky gut, CNS, autoimmune, and allergic syndromes, and so on. But most people don't talk about the fact that most of the water they're drinking or cooking with isn't really safe for humans or animals or for growing food on. And, you know, this is just a very disturbing thing. And I've been for years doing toxicology. In fact, I'd even do the surgical fat biopsy or red and white cell membranes and do high-pressure chromatography and nuclear spectroscopy for decades. And what you see people are in their body, to me it's remarkable that people aren't dead. I think we must be part cockroach. So, Bob, when you great lab-grade reagent-grade water, which is far superior to Berkey or any other system, and you have people that argue with you and say, well, the water tastes great now, or they're drinking what we call spring water, which, by the way, may taste good and even smell nice, it doesn't mean it's safe. It could have natural heavy metals or uranium in it. It could have fluoride in it, which is naturally present. It could have all kinds of garbage. So it's important for people to understand that. So, oops, somebody's trying to call me here. I'll have to get a hold of them. Let's see. We are on here. Okay. Yeah, so anyway, so that's the situation there. So, Bob, tell us about Pure Water Systems. What makes the water so superior?
Well, hi, Dr. Bill. Always nice to be with you. Thank you for having me back. You know, our systems are really unique because there's really no one else out there making a, I guess I could call it a tribrid purification system. Actually, it'd be a quadrubrid purification system, because most companies out there sell water filters with a philosophy of removing one or another or a few types of contaminants. You can get water filters that are specific for organic molecules, and that's just about any carbon-based water filter that uses granular activated carbon in one form or another, be it a gravity system or something that sits on your countertop with a couple little towers, or you know, even some bolt-on shower filters. You know, these are carbon filters primarily, and carbon filters, if they're done properly, can remove organic molecules. In fact, many times you'll find water filters that look impressive because they'll show a list of 128 chemicals, and they're all big, nasty sounding chemical names that nobody can pronounce. And you know, and so people look at this list and they're astonished because, oh, it gets out all these things, it must be good. Well, what they don't understand is that a carbon system is tested, and the way that they test it, they don't test all 128 chemicals to show that it removed these chemicals. They test using a surrogate, and the surrogate is chloroform. And so this is a standard, whether it be NSF or the Water Quality Association or any one of a number of standards agencies, they don't test for all 128 chemicals. They use chloroform as a surrogate. And if the chloroform is removed 99.9%, then legally they're able to list this 128 different chemicals, and some of them it shows that it removes them 97% and some 98% and some 96.5%, some 99%. And those 128 chemicals are all valid for that company to list on their literature because it passed NSF standard, I think, 42 or 65.
Yeah, it's a regulation. People are not regulations, though. If you cover 45 chemicals and you're dealing with something that could be potentially 10,800 chemicals, and there's seven new every day entering the biosphere, and it's not just here in America. If they use a new nanoparticle solvent or technology in China or in Malaysia, it's a matter of days or weeks before that shows up in the biosphere over America or Canada or any Western nation. So what people should start to grasp here is you've got your local communities now bumping it up from even just chlorination to chloramines, which are 100,000 more toxic to create what's called amide adducts of your DNA and your proteins. You've got the introduction of fluoridated water, chlorinated brominated water in your bread, heavy metal toxins from the groundwater that's not being properly removed, and then the presence of toxic chemicals where they do toilet to tap water, it's just seeping into the groundwater table from farming practices, pesticides, or even recycling people's literally into biological waste products. That includes birth control pill, heart medications, chemotherapy, and doping agents for making microchips. And they expect to have a healthy body? Why? Why do people expect to be healthy and vigorous at 65, 40, 50, 60, 70 when they've been poisoning their body with toxic chemicals for decades? Why? Why do they expect to have a normal male hormone level and not have prostate cancer? Why do they expect to have a normal brain? Are they crazy? Or are they stupid? Are they thinking somehow their doctor knows best when the doctor knows nothing? This is how crazy this is, isn't it? It drives me nuts. And I tell people, if you think you know better than Dr. Deagle on any environmental issue like this, for God's sake, have the nerve, if not on air, off air, to confront me. Because I know, and you out there don't. And you need to understand that. And you may feel, that's the salt if you can't say I'm stupid. I've been working my way out of stupid for decades. And I can tell you, when I started doing my environmental research in the early 70s and was a charter member of Greenpeace in oceanography, before I even went into medicine, I realized just how catastrophic it was and just how stupid we all collectively are. And we're still coming out of stupid. And when I look at it myself, I can't tell you all the chemicals in somebody. We wonder why someone's got prostate cancer and brain cancer and multicentral gastroglioma. They're slapping a cell phone on the side of their head and they're drinking water full of all kinds of DA added acting chemicals that are amplified by the radiotoxins from cell phones. For example, if you eat toxic chemicals in your water and they're photoactivated by sunlight, they can become amplified chemical and genotoxins to cause cancer in your skin and your solid organs because they're activated by sunlight. People don't even know that sunlight activation can take toxic things you're eating or drinking that are in your food, like GMO foods and glyphosates, and make them millions of times more toxic to your body and your genes. They don't get it, do they?
Well, unfortunately, they don't. They don't understand what it really is, what's involved. I mean, I think people, have some kind of cognitive...
You know what? I don't have any patients anymore. I have a million of these idiots out there selling their water systems or their vitamins or their other garbage, and they don't realize they're not in my class. They're not even in... Let's put it this way. If they're to apply to go into what I call the Functional Medicine Olympics, they wouldn't even get on the roster to get in the stadium watching it, let alone playing in the game. They don't know what the hell they're doing. And the problem is it's very complex, and we are still struggling doing testing, whether it's radiotoxicological testing, nuclear magnetic spectroscopy, measuring total dissolved solids, radiotoxins. I mean, it's not easy to even measure tritium. Most people don't realize that a lot of the DNA repair thing mechanisms are dependent on specific nutrients, which is why we give them to help your body repair a thing called thymidine dimerase activity occurring in your body, where thymidine dimers or your DNA are cross-linked. When you take toxic chemicals that damage your liver and your enzyme capacities or feminize you, people don't realize, why are people getting a lower sperm count? It's because they're being feminized. Why do we think we have increased levels of sexual confusion and lower sperm count and testosterone levels? It's not surprising. Almost all the toxins are feminizing. That's disturbing, isn't it? Almost all toxins feminize males. And that's just not male humans, male animals and male alligators.
Sure. But, like we said last time, the bright side is they can use whatever bathroom they want.
I'm not concerned about bathrooms. I just want them to make sure they close the door and they don't watch us. They close the door and don't watch us and don't have a camera out taking and making gooky faces while they're taking pictures. I'm fine with it. I want people to start drinking water so they don't become transsexuals because they're screwing up their brain and their descendants, and people don't realize it's transgenerational. Three or four generations of drinking fluoridated water, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to, as I say, if you're an alligator farmer in Florida, you got to flip them over to tell if they're boy alligators or girl alligators before you can look at 50 yards and say, that's a boy.
Yeah,
you can't do that anymore.
And here's the craziest thing, like you say, Dr. Bill, is we've got all these contaminants in the world. You've got just as many water filter manufacturer, I'll be nice and just call them unscrupulous profiteers, because what they're doing is trying to sell you a product that enriches their pocketbook.
Well, they have a salesman usually that has a weekend training on how to talk whiz-bang about their system and why it's better than anybody else's. But they don't talk about testing. They don't talk about high-pressure chromatography or nuclear spectroscopy. They don't talk about TDS meters and sticking it in the water. They don't talk about alkalinity. And if you alkalinize water that already still has toxins in it, and you move it toward the pKa, which is the maximum ionic state of the toxins, you get thousands of times more absorption of the damn toxins by just alkalinizing. I can't tell you how many people I've recently talked to that got hydrogen generator machines that they just took red or unfiltered water, or alkalinizing machines that are very damned expensive they get from Japan or elsewhere, and they alkalinize water that's not been detoxified first. It's like, you've got to be kidding. And they look at me like a deer in the headlights. Well, I thought, and I said, do you listen to my program? Well, yeah, I do. I said, do you heat it? Well, I listen to some of the shows. You know what? If you want to do something in your health, it's a free email. You don't even need it. I don't charge you. You can email me anywhere on the planet, and I'll give you advice as to what to do. But for God's sake, don't think you can second-guess Dr. Deagle. Damn it. I am so sick of people, and that, by the way, includes you knucklehead professionals out there, whether you're a surgeon or endocrinologist or general internist. You don't know what the hell you're doing because you have never asked questions that put you out of your comfort zone. I do. And I'm not pretending to be nice. I'm not nice to myself. Why do people say, how do you get so damn smart? And I said, by not pretending I'm smart about things. The only way you get smarter is you realize how damn stupid we are and ask better questions. You don't get smart because you just have this glorious feeling like, hey, I'm so freaking smart, I know everything. No, I realize I know almost nothing, and I ask good questions, and then try to validate it with science. And when you do, you find, oh my God, I'm even stupider than I thought. And I do stupid things every day, but I learn from them. And the problem is if you use evidence-based testing, if you do is actual start to connect the dots and wonder why we're feminizing when the male sperm count is less than half what it was in the 50s, while testosterone levels are low, while we're seeing all these intersex, you know, sexual confusion going on. It's not just cultural, it's toxicological. But people don't want to hear that. No, I'm a conservative. It can't be. It's just the left, you know, preaching all stuff. It is. Yeah, the left is trying to screw up the sexual orientation, but we're actually feminizing ourselves. We're actually eliminating the capacity of human beings to reproduce and have normal male and female sex that are actually distinguishable.
And one of the great steps that makes it so easy that people can take is, number one, pay heed to the fact that Dr. Bill knows what he's talking about on this subject, right. and pay heed to the fact that I've been doing this since 1984.
And I'm open to challenges. I have one character he wrote, and I got to say this because it's typical of people. And I put up a little thing on Cardiovasc, which is one of our heart products. And this guy said, I like Mr. Deagle, not Dr. Deagle, but he said, I like Mr. Deagle, but this stuff, Cardiovasc, is the same crap that Alex Jones is selling. Let me tell you, Alex Jones is not a functional medicine doctor. None of his yahoos that make the stuff are any damn good. And you got to understand, when I give you damned advice, I want you to challenge me. I don't care if you're a PhD, MD, triple sported specialist. I'm going to ask you questions. Again, you know, people say, I'm going to take on Deagle. I said, you're going to have a bad day. Have you ever watched mixed martial arts? Well, I do mixed mental martial arts. And I put in what's called a double cerebral carotid artery mental chokehold. I don't act nice when I talk to people and say, well, I think you have a right to your opinion. No, I don't. I think nobody has a right to their opinion. Everybody has to back it with evidence and logic and proof. And that's why when I present my papers, they have to be attackable. If you can't make a supposition that's attackable, what do you think you are? Just an egomaniac saying something stupid? No. The fact is, we are killing ourselves. And our water is the first step. We're watering our plants with toxic crap. They're using hydrofracked water to grow veggies in California in the Central Valley. How nuts is that? And the environmental groups, which I support financially, are fighting against it, saying, no, you're not. You're taking hydrofrack water and watering veggies, and they're shipping to Ohio and saying, hey, isn't this great California food? I say, you know, you mind? And then people drink water, like places up in Flint, Michigan, and they wonder, the city decided to take water where they knew damn well the groundwater was contaminated with toxins over 50 years? These freaking maniacs, this is what I call criminal activity. It's not just, oh, they're stupid. No, they knew damn well what they were doing, and it's not good.
Well, and here's the thing, Dr. Bill, and you know, I try to drive this home, is that, folks, you know, you got to stop relying on, don't count on your government officials to deliver you the good water. They're going to deliver it to a standard that some lawyer has determined is okay.
Or they'll try to flaunt their credentials. Give an example. I had some young radiation, so-called radiation toxicology specialists I spoke to under about 3 years and a half ago under the current senator here in California. And I propose that we start doing radiation testing of all the commercial airlines to have a inside the aircraft, in the body of the aircraft, a USB connection, because they all have Wi-Fi, to send back actual radiation data. So if all of a sudden it spiked, say 2,000 parts per million, the aircraft would do an air sample of the air outside and put it in a bottle so it can send off for nuclear spectroscopy and do and create an online chemtrail or what we call contrail version of exactly where the high radiation plumes were and what elevation. So you can actually create a 3D map in real time. When the aircraft are going through, all of a sudden they go bloop, 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 and you see a bunch of aircraft, you could actually create a data map that would show you in 3D at what altitude you're going to get blast through radiation. So, for example, they found from experience that Malaysian Airlines was stopping more than once a month flights through a specific pathway going from northern Japan to Vancouver, Canada, because their hair was falling out and they were getting sores. And that's been happening over the last 5 years because of Fukushima. Now, we don't do any water testing. We don't do any food testing for toxins and chemicals or radiation. We don't do nothing. And then we try to pretend we got these regulatory agents that are out there to protect Americans, and they get these big, fat salaries. These people are lying pieces of human garbage. Now, I'm not nice. I call it as I see it. And no one else has my qualifications. They'll tell you the whole damn truth, disgusting as it is. But if you don't have the solution framed, you'll never find the problem solution if you don't frame the issues that are going on. So if you want to feminize yourself, keep drinking the water. If you want to not have cancer, take Pure Water System water and save 10%.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches, and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
of course, are dealing with some of the news items that are going on in our world. I just want to touch on some of the things that are happening here at Nutra Medical. The first thing is you'll notice if you go to our website, we're also working hard with Jim Corsi and our team here to get all the programs on Republic Broadcasting on a Republic Broadcasting Network, which is going to be really cool. We'll also have a reflective link over there in that special site that'll have all the shows here at Republic. And we'll have RSS feeds on audio and video, multimedia, for everybody, even weekend shows. And this is going to be great because it's going to allow a message to get out so people can then, as I say, even if you don't agree, you can actually get the opinions of all these different broadcasters who are top-notch so you can figure out what you consider to be your level of truth or understanding at a particular time. I want to also mention a couple of things that we're working on developing. We have some new nutraceuticals coming down the line, an avian product with immunoglobulins, a new form of mountain red velvet, and some other products that we're working on. We'll be bringing on also through our affiliates, through my son Matthew and his wife Amanda, a cosmetic line that will be coming on down the road in the next few months. And of course, Matthew Deagle, my son, also has a link directly at NutraMedical.com. He'll be on a regular hour at least once a week. Coming up, we have expectancy to have coming up on tomorrow, Leo Lyons Agami is on the first hour on Thursdays usually. And Tex Mars will be on tomorrow talking about his latest book about, quote, the Talmudic Jews. And we're not talking about all Jews. We're talking about Talmudic Jews that worship the Talmud of Babylon, which is not, by the way, Hebrew or biblical or Judeo-Christian. It is satanic in its clearest form. And we need to expose that because it's behind a lot of the issues, such as the issue of Jesuits and the control of within the Catholic Church is satanic. We need to face the music in order to be able to clean out the abscess geopolitically and spiritually within the church and the body politic of our society if we're going to ever fix our broken world. And so Tex will be on in hour number two. Tim Alexander will be back. Today we hope to have here in hour three Jonathan Gray, who's on every second week on Wednesday, and Tim Alexander, because we want to talk about Brexit, we want to talk about the Mideast War, we want to talk about the corrupt Hillary, and the very intense battle that's going on, because Trump is not pulling any punches about Hillary. And the latest information coming out from the security team that was around Hillary and Bill during their term in, his term in office is a lot of revelations about just how evil and corrupt and how many bodies, body count of people dead, the EAD dead, either caused by the Clintons or their superiors because they were opposing things that the Clintons were supposed to be involved or doing now. The most recent thing is the Clinton Foundation got money for a 20% stake in a uranium mine in the western United States. The Clintons have received tons of money from countries like Qatar, Saudi Arabia, I think up to $25 million. And these are countries that if you're gay or lesbian, you're going to be executed. If you're a woman, you're treated less than an animal, I mean less than a sheep. Including statutory rape is considered perfectly fine if you're a husband. And they have all kinds of excuses. So you have to understand that Hillary Clinton stands for Hillary Clinton. And she wants to treat America like her own ATM machine. And if she gets in, and I'm going to tell you out there, if you have listened to me, and I'm telling you, I'm praying against you, and praying for you to repent. But if you vote for Hillary Clinton, and all knowledge of the evil that she's doing, you also share in her sins and her curses. God help you if you vote for Hillary Clinton. Because let me tell you, we have a one last chance here with Donald Trump. He's not perfect, and we need to keep him in rein. But I'll tell you, with Hillary Clinton, there's no choice whatsoever. She's purely evil. Back in a moment. Hour number three coming up, Jonathan Gray on the latest DVD series and Tim Alexander analysis of what's going on. Don't want to miss it. Back in a moment.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
meet, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.